Kylie and Tanner Hendrickson. I'm Alex Ferrario. It is BK and Ferrario as we are days away from the first Blues hockey game preseason action on Saturday night. You can hear all of that here on 101 ESPN. Training camp starts tomorrow, and BK, I am stoked because it's hockey season. And I'm sure the gentleman who is on the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line right now, the Stanley Cup champion, and now a part of the, I guess, coaching staff, I'm going to call this one, Chris Thorburn, has to be stoked for hockey season as well. Thorbs, it is great to talk with you, man. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys doing? And yeah, you're right, man. I'm excited about the season right around the corner.
And it had to have been exciting for you. And the main reason we wanted to have you on, well, one was to catch up with you, but two, you were on the ice with these prospects before they went to Traverse City, working with some of these younger players now in your role with the team. How was that for you? Because I'm sure that's the first time in a while that you've jumped on and you were kind of coach Chris Thorburn, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, it was great. And I'm so appreciative of the opportunity from Tim Taylor and Doug Armstrong. They brought me on board for some experience, and you know, hopefully it transpires into working with the Blues full time. But right now, it's just learning the process and meeting the prospects and learning about them. And yeah, man, it was such a great experience, and I took a lot from it personally, and started to develop some relationships with the prospects. So that was a bonus.
Thor, we're going to ask you about some of those prospects here in a second, but I got to ask you, what's your plan with this? Do you want to get into coaching? Do you want to get into the front office side of things? What's your plan with the next step in your hockey journey?
Yeah, my goal, you know, since that last year in 2019, before I got called up to St. Louis, I mean, I've told the story. I spent the majority of the season with San Antonio, and all their prospects obviously were there. So, just being an older guy, I played more not only as a player but more of a mentor role, and I just thought there was something there. I just took a lot of pride and interest in what these kids, you know, the questions they had and the information I was able to give them. So and the relationships I created with them, being older and such an age gap, but you know, it flowed smooth, and I just figured there was something there. And and so now that I'm in retirement, it's a player development role that I'm trying to go after. And like I said, the Blues, Doug Armstrong and Tim Taylor gave me an opportunity to, you know, jump on board with them, see how I liked it. And, I mean, so far it's been great.
Thorbs, how different is that for you? Because, I mean, you spent your entire career as a hockey player, but now on the other side of this, and I go to Steve Ott when he first took over as an assistant coach, right? Like, that has to be a strange and a weird transition for you. So what was that transition like in terms of you being on the ice and working on skills with these guys?
Yeah, and it was different because now the questions are not only skill related but also system related. So for me, my responsibility is to be in tune with what the team's doing, what they expect of the prospect. And I'll be honest, I'm not totally there yet. Like I just got my feet wet, you know. So right now, it's just about creating relationships and obviously yes, answering the questions that these kids have. But at the same time, I'm staying in my lane, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not jumping out of the box. So if I don't have an answer or if I'm not confident in my answer, you know, my pride is not, doesn't get in the way. I'll get the answer for the kids and make sure it's the right one so I lead them in the right direction. But, yeah, the transition's been great. I was nervous about this opportunity as far as, you know, how the kids would accept me or, you know, treat me. But I got to say, it's top-notch, man. These the players that are in the system are not only great players, but great people, and I'm just honored to work with them.
Thorbs, last question that I have for you on this specifically. You've been around some really damn good NHL coaches. Who are some of the guys that you took something from? Are you, like, stealing individual pieces of what they did as coaches, and you're implementing that into your coaching style?
Yeah, I am. And to single anyone out, like you said, I had some great coaches throughout my career. I was fortunate that way. But at the same time, not to single anyone out, but the one thing that I did learn is treat people like people, you know, and don't think you're above them, even though your position tells you so, you know. So it's just a matter of, like I said, creating relationships, gaining trust, and then trying to move forward as a unit, because we're all in this together. We've got the same end goal as far as whether you want an NHL career or winning a championship. So just to play a small role in that and help them along the way, that's kind of my motto.
We're talking with Stanley Cup champion Chris Thorburn, who is now working with the coaching staff, working with some of the prospects and development with the St. Louis Blues. Now, he was with the team when they traveled to Traverse City with the team in the prospect camp. So, Thorbs, the one guy that we're going to start with, which I think a lot of Blues fans are really excited about, is Scott Perunovic, the young defenseman who put on a show out in Traverse City and missed all of last year because of an injury. But what have you seen from Perunovic in the time that you've been with him on the ice that sticks out to you?
Yeah. Like I said, I want to stay in my lane. I don't want to break down these prospects because, you know, but Perun, like he showed a lot of confidence, a lot of skill, and a lot of leadership just within his play. And then off the ice, he's a great person, easy to talk to, and just a good kid and a staple, I think, for a long time in the Blues organization. He's like I said, not only a great player but a great person too. So that goes a long way. And yeah, it was exciting to watch him play. The way he handles the puck and controls the play is pretty exceptional.
Thorbs, we all saw what Dakota Joshua was able to do in a pinch last year, and I think a lot of Blues fans kind of fell in love with his style of play, and he feels like a Chris Thorburn type of player to me. What was it like getting to know Dak on a personal level during this prospects camp?
Yeah, Dak, I probably got to know him the most. He's a pro. He thinks like a pro. He works like a pro, and his mindset's like a pro. Like he's there mentally and physically. There's no question about it. So I got to spend quite a bit of time with him, you know, personally, and I hope that everything works out for this kid because he deserves it. And like I said, he's got the right mindset and the right work ethic. So I think the future is bright for him. And once he gets his opportunity, I hope he takes advantage of it.
I tell you what, Thorbs, there's nothing wrong with looking at a guy like Dakota Joshua, because the first time you see him, you're like, damn, you're a hockey player. Like, you go to the front of the net, don't you? That's where he makes his home.
Yeah. He's a big dude, man. But he's not just like a one trick pony. He's got a lot of assets that he can bring to the table. And he's got skill. He's able to hold on to pucks, move his feet. I mean, he's got a great package, and I think it'll transfer into the NHL game seamlessly.
How much does that stick out to you, Chris, of looking at those guys in prospect camp? Because hockey has changed a lot since you joined the NHL. And, you know, at the time when you were first a rookie or your first couple of years, I mean, a lot of guys were one-trick ponies, right? But now when you're looking at these prospects in camp, I mean, guys don't just do one thing. Like, I'm thinking of a Jake Neighbors. He's not just a guy who's going to forecheck. I mean, he's a guy who has a legit NHL shot who can play at this level.
Yeah, Jake, he's got everything too. I mean, he's got the package. Plus, he mixes it up. He's not afraid to stick his nose in piles, and he's fun to watch. But like you said, he's got skill. He's got the shot. He can skate. You know, so I mean, he's got, the team's gonna have a lot of options with him. And yeah, honestly, it's just exciting to see where these prospects go from here. You know what I mean? So I'm excited for them to join main camp and. Because in Traverse City, it was not that it was sloppy, but it was almost discombobulated at times.
Yeah.
And a lot of things that I told these kids was like, once you get to the NHL camp, as weird as it sounds, it's a little bit easier because guys are in their positions. You know, you move the puck up. You only have to worry about one responsibility, which is yours. You know, so you know, as much as they got their work in and you know, their feet wet in Traverse City, I think. Training camp, they're going to be even more ready and you know, and ready to impress.
Chris, kind of a follow-up for me, is that the toughest part when you're in a position like some of these young guys who are in this rookie camp and playing in Traverse City, is knowing when to stick your nose into something, right? Like you mentioned with Jake Neighbors, and I would imagine when you go into the big camp with the NHL players, like you want to pick your spots, right, to where you do show that you're the aggressive guy, but you also don't want to show that that's your only skill.
Yeah, and that's it. And I think Jakey's got a great hockey mind, and he knows when to do it, when not to do it. For me, I wasn't so much like that. I think that was more like Steve Ott style, you know what I mean, where he stirs it up, and it's effective, right? So I think Jakey, he'll know when to do it and when not to do it. But like you said, he's got so many other skills to bring to the table that I think they'll all be on display once camp comes in exhibition games.
Stanley Cup champion and now Blues assistant coach Chris Thorburn helping out with the prospects camp over the last couple of weeks, joining us here on 101 ESPN. Thorbs, I did want to ask you about the NHL club and what this year is going to be like compared to the last two, because 2020 got shut down and it was a weird postseason for this team. And then you get back and it's just just kind of this strange, discombobulated season where you had all of the injuries and you couldn't be around the team the way that you typically would. What's it going to be like this year from your perspective for these guys to actually be able to be at training camp together the way that they normally would, to be able to eat together, to be able to talk to the media the way that they normally would, like just getting back into the rhythm of things? How different is that going to be for this team, and how do you think that could affect them?
I think it'll be huge. And even like before we left for Traverse City, you know, the majority of the guys were there from the main club, and they just seemed excited, you know, and hungry and ready to go. So that attitude, and then you couple that with, like you said, going out for dinner with guys and being able to hang out and hanging out in rooms together and just creating those bonds, I think it goes a long way, not only for the Blues, but for any hockey club or any person. So the Blues went through enough adversity throughout the last couple of years. I can't even imagine their mindsets, you know, in the bubble and all that with no fans. So this is going to be a whole new world for them, but I think they're excited. I think they're going to take advantage of it. And playing in front of the hometown Blues fans, I mean, there's nothing better. So I'm excited to see, and I'm expecting big things from them.
I wanted to ask you the final question that I've got for you, Thorbs. Brandon Saad is somebody that's really interesting to me. I felt like he was always the player on the market that made the most sense for this Blues team. The style that he plays, the winning pedigree that he has, the fact that he plays the left wing and he fits in so well in that top six. What's been your impression of playing against Brandon Saad in the past, and what do you think he's going to be able to bring to this Blues team?
Yeah, I mean, playing against him in the past, you know, sometimes you don't notice him, but at the same time, all he needs is a split second to break open or create an opportunity, and his speed doesn't go unnoticed. Obviously, that's one of his main, talents, but for him to come into the Blues system and play for the Blues, man, what a great pickup and what a great opportunity for him. I've come from Chicago to St. Louis, which is rivalry hockey, but I think he's going to be a great addition. And a guy that can go up and down the wing. And for me, like playing defense against him, I think I got him. And then all of a sudden he's at the net. You know what I mean? He's kind of elusive like that. So he's got a lot of skill and a lot of talent that he's going to bring to that lineup, which is going to make the Blues very productive offensively.
That's awesome. Thorbs, are you going to be on the ice with the team at the main camp, or are you going to just kind of be around?
No, right now I'm hoping to go to Springfield to join the AHL camp when that starts up. So I'm not sure the next time I'll be in St. Louis, but I'll tell you what, man, that stay that I just had was awesome. Brought back tons of memories, drove by my old house and the old roads that I used to drive on, man. So gave me chills, and it was just nice to be back in the city and see some recognizable faces.
That's fantastic. Well, Thorbs, we can't wait till you're back in the city. Let us know, because we'd love to have you in studio just to catch up with you, man. Good luck the rest of the way. Thank you so much for taking some time out today. All the best to the family, and we look forward to chatting with you again soon, buddy.
No, thank you, guys. Always a pleasure, man. Thank you.